A bais and an aliyah of two people. Here it's different than the previous Mishnah. The Gemara says we're dealing with, going like that sheet that most Rishonim learn, that we're dealing with one owner that's renting out the attic, the aliyah, whatever, the top floor. Niftecha aliyah, if there's an opening to the top floor, meaning the floor of the top floor, the floor, the ceiling from the bottom guy, which is the floor of the top guy, that opens up. And it's more than 4x4 tefachim. It's a nice big hole. Vein balabais rotzel asakin. And the owner, the guy in the bottom, doesn't want to fix it. The top guy has to go up and down for some reason. I'm not sure why he goes down. He doesn't walk around it or something, be afraid to fall. I'm not sure how this works. But for some reason, he uses half on top and half below. But either way, it's not convenient for the top guy. Vein balabais rotzel asakin. But the owner doesn't want to fix it. Hare bal haliyah yorid vidar lamata. Achi sakin lo es haliyah. The guy on the top, he goes down and he lives nice, happy family with the bottom guy, says, I'm moving in with you until he fixes the aliyah. The case here, the Rab points out, is where the owner said a lashon of aliyah zu shall gabe bayezeh. This aliyah that's on top of my bayis. By saying that it's on top of my bayis, he's implying that he's sort of giving the tenant almost like a lien, not a real lien, but like if something would happen that he can take over the property on the bottom. And that's what he does. If he says, by his zoo, like we had in previous Mishnayos, then it's too bad, he gets nothing. And if he just says, bias, then the landlord has to find him another house. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hatachto nosin es hatikra, va'elyon es ha-maziva. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with a point here regarding the maziva. Maziva is like the pitch, the concrete, whatever they put on top of the floor, the new floor. Do you have to do that? Chum held that it's needed to strengthen it, and Rabbi Yossi held it's just there to smooth out any imperfections or holes, but it's not really necessary to strengthen it. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi held that the guy in the bottom, yes, he does have to fix it, but he only has to fix the actual ceiling, the beams, the stone, the wood, whatever they use to make the ceiling, but not the maziva. The guy on top, since it's not necessary, he's the one, the socher, the renter, is responsible for the maziva, that pitch.